on seeing your clothes on someone else. Sometimes, waiting outside the dining hall or standing in line for the school minibus, you'd spot a girl wearing the clothes you'd arrived in, reassigned through the home's washday rota. She'd look pretty in the dress your nan made, though the flocked daisies had worn smooth and dulled, and the lilac cotton seemed cirrus thin. You wondered if the girl even cared that pins from your nan's mouth had been taken one by one to hold the seams together, had stabbed you when the hem was taken up and you wouldn't stand still, that your blood and nan's saliva stained the memory of when the dress had been spring bright and special.